好，我们来念几处圣经。
Let's review passages.
马太。
Matthew.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
我想这段话同刚才我们弟兄给我们念的路加福音十三章是有很密切关联的。
This passage is so closely related to the passage our brother just read for us in Luke 13.
马太福音第七章。
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7.
我想这段话是主耶稣在山上对他门徒讲的。
The whole passage was spoken by our Lord to his disciples on the mount.
我们都知道整个第五章到第七章都是对他门徒讲的。
And we know that Matthew 5 all the way through 7 was spoken to his disciples.
因为你看马太福音第五章那里讲到主耶稣上了山他就坐了下来。
And in Matthew we read that the Lord went on the mountain and sat down.
门徒就来到他的跟前。
And the disciples came before him at his feet.
然后主耶稣就教训他。
And then the Lord taught them.
所有的话三章圣经都是对着他们讲的。
So all the words in these three chapters were spoken to his disciples.
所以这个对象我们先知道了他教训是谁。
So we have to know the object of his teaching on the audience is who is the audience.
好，我们来看第七章。
So now chapter 7.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
但愿弟兄姊妹，你们读这一些圣经的时候，不要很随便的，很轻松的，就让他看过读过。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that when you read these verses, do not read them so casually. Read them in a passing, just let them go so easily.
让我们能够留心的读，我们认真的来读，巴不得这些话能够震撼我们的心。
Let's take heed to these words, read them carefully. If only all these words will shock your mind.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你们要进宅门，因为引道密网，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多，进去的人也多。这是对着教会讲的，对着神的儿女讲的。
Verse 13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Many. And this verse is spoken to the Lord's church.
这个宅门就是到永生的那个门。
And the narrow gate is the gate leading to eternal life.
这个门是小的，路是窄的。
Narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way.
我们刚才念的第十三章路加福音说，你们要努力进窄门。
Luke 13, we just read that you have to strive to enter through the narrow gate.
很多人弟兄姊妹觉得很稀奇，我们只有进天国、进神的国，我们要努力，对不对？主耶曾经有这么一段经文，你们要努力进天国。
Many brothers and sisters might be surprised upon reading this. Isn't it so that we should strive to enter the kingdom of God?
好像进永生不需要努力的，你就要信，对不对？信我们就进去了，信我们就得永生了。
We feel that receiving the eternal life doesn't cost us any effort as long as we believe we receive this eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，这里给我们看见进神的国。得永生是一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you see it here that entering the kingdom of God and receiving the eternal life, they are the same thing.
我们要努力的。
Strive.
好，我们再来念下去。
Now let's continue on.
十四节，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Because narrow is the gate and difficult or confined is the way which leads to life and there are few who find it.
我们跳过来我们来看第二十节。
Now let's jump down to verse 20.
所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来凡称呼我主啊主啊的人都不能进天国。
Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们也可以这样讲，凡称呼主啊、主啊的人都不能得永生。
Or we could say, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will receive the eternal life.
唯独遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去，才能得着。
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven can enter, can receive it.
22节。
Verse 22.
当那日必有许多许多许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能吗？
Many, many, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many, many wonders in your name?
这许多人就是十三节那里所讲的，他们没有，他们走的是那个进的，那是个宽的门，走的是那一条大的路，进去的人也很多。这里就是有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我不是奉你的名做这个做那个吗？
All these many refer to those in verse 13 who have found the wide gate, who had trodden on the broad way, and there are many, many who say, Lord, Lord.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
这个认识在希腊文就是 genosko, genosko, 这个是非常一个特别的字，认识。
In this verse, the word know in its Greek original is genosko, and this is a very special term.
等会我们来解释。
Later on, we will elaborate on this word.
好，我们再来看马太福音第十三章。
Now, Matthew 13.
我想这是我今天要同你们特别交通的重点。这里败子麦子要分开，这是审判。主来的时候有一个大的审判，对着教会。比如说教会的审判就是把那些败子麦子全部分开。
Here is a very central point of my sharing today with you. That is when the Lord comes, there will be a great judgment. That's when the Lord will separate the tares from the wheat.
第三十六节。
Starting from verse 36.
当下耶稣离开众人进了房子，他的门徒进前来说，请把田间败子的比喻讲给我们听。他回答说，那撒好种的就是人子，田地的就是世界，好种就是天国之子，就是那些因信称义的人。
37, he answered and said to them, He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. Those are who believe, who are justified by faith. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one.
败子就是那恶者之子，杀败子的仇敌就是魔鬼。收割的时候就是世界的幕僚，收割的人就是天使。将败子薅出来，用火焚烧，世界的幕僚也要如此。
The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age.
我想用火焚烧，那就是丢在硫磺火湖里，那就是永远的刑罚，永远的审判。
To be burned in the fire means this eternal judgment and eternal punishment that you will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
41节。
Verse 41.
人只要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的、作恶的，从他的国里挑出来。
The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things.
我想这里的国就是做今天有形的那个教会，教会就在地上彰显那个国度的。
Now the kingdom refers to the visible church today because it manifests the kingdom on earth today.
丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。那是义人要在他父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样，有耳可听的。就应当听。
They will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now we're going to read verse 47.
天国又好像网撒在海里, 聚集了各样的水族, 网浸满了, 人就拉上岸来, 坐下, 见好的, 收在器具里, 将不好的丢弃了, 世界的末了, 也要这样, 天使要出来, 从义人中, 把恶人分别出来, 这也是制作今天在教会中要把义人和恶人，这个恶人就是自称是基督徒的这一帮人分别出来。
Verse 47, again the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore. They sat down and gathered the good into vessels and threw the bad away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come to separate the wicked from among the just. The wicked are those who profess to be Christians.
丢在火湖里, 在哪里呀? 哀哭啼嗤了, 永远的灭亡, 永远的刑罚, 火湖。
And cast them into the furnace of fire. They will be wailing of gnashing of the teeth. Again, eternal perdition, eternal judgment.
好, 我们再来念一出, 使徒行传。
Acts.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts 8.
使徒行传第八章。 我们来看看这个败字啊，这个败字。
We'll consider this soul.
什么样是一个败字？
What is the tear? Act 8.
是一个假的，挂名的。
That's a counterfeit, a fake, a nominal one.
第八章的第九节。
Act 8, verse 9.
有一个人名叫西门，想来在那里城里行邪术，妄自正大，使撒玛利亚的百姓惊奇。 无人大小都听从他说，这人就是那称为神的大能者。他们听从他，因他就用邪术使他们惊奇。即使他们信了，这里相信啊，这里信。我们常讲叫信，叫信，叫信就可以了。即使他们信了腓力所传的是纯真的福音啊。 神国的那个福音是非常纯正的，和耶稣基督的那个名，连男带女受了洗，他们不但信了，他们受了浸。西门自己也信了，就受了洗，看见吗？西门也信了，也受了浸，不但受了浸，常常的与腓力在一处。
Verse 9, there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. To them, to whom they all gave heed from the least of the greatest to the greatest, saying this man is the great power of God. And they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. But when they believed, Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Now take notice here that Philip also believed, and he heard the sound doctrine of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. And then again, he also was baptized. Then Simon himself also believed. When he was baptized, he continued with Philip. He continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done.
他不像今天有很多人信了，受了洗了，不久你看不见他了，不在了，那说明他根本没有真的信，对不对？但腓力，这个西门不是的，他受了浸，信了，浸了，并且跟随着，腓力没有离开。
This Philip is different from those. Some of those would both say they believe, and then they're baptized, and you don't see them anymore. But this Philip believed, and he was baptized, and he even followed, continued to be with. This Simon continued to be with Philip.
第十九节
verse 19，
中间一段我想你们都知道了，这发生了什么事，我们就看第十九节。
And I suppose you all understand what happened in between, so we're going to read verse 19.
十八节好了。
Starting from verse 18.
西门看见使徒按手被有圣灵赐下，就拿钱给使徒说，把这个权柄也给我，叫我也能够用手按着谁，谁就可以，哎呀，受圣灵那就不得了了他。
And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. He thought this is a great thing.
他这样不但比以前更有名，比以前更能够有钱了，对不对？
If he had this gift then not only would he be more famous, even he would be more wealthy.
彼得说，你的银子和你一同灭亡吧，因你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的，你在这道上是无份无关的，因为在神的面前你的心不正，你当悔改你的罪恶，祈求主，或者你心里的意念可以得到赦免。
Then Peter said to him, Your money perished with you because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God.
我看出你正在苦胆之中被罪恶捆绑，他得救了没有？他在苦胆之中被罪恶仍然的紧紧的在那里捆绑着，他还是想做钱，他还是想做名。
Now, I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Bound by iniquity, was Simon saved? He was still thinking about his fame, his money. Never repented.
西门怎么讲呢?
Then what did Simon answer?
使徒叫他自己去祷告。
The apostle told him to pray.
他没有。
He did not.
他与主根本一点关系都没有，他怎么祷告，对不对？
Since he had no relationship with the Lord, how could he know how to pray?
他也很诚实。
But he was honest here.
西门说，愿你们为我求主，叫你们所说的没有一样能临到我的身上。
Simon at least was honest, saying, praying to the Lord for me that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me.
弟兄姊妹，这个人有没有得救啊？
Beloved,
他是白子还是麦子啊？
Is this person saved? Is Simon a wheat or a tare?
若是主当时候就来了，他在哪里啊？
If the Lord should come at that moment, where would Simon be?
他信了，他受了浸了，他也跟随，结果他是在地狱里。
He believed he was baptized, he even followed on, but in the end, he was in the hell.
主说我从来不认识你。
The Lord said, I never know you.
你从哪里来的？
Where are you from?
你造的人，离开我去吧。
You worker of iniquity, depart from me.
我们最后看《使徒行传》第十一章。
Lastly, we will read Acts 11.
我们看《使徒行传》第十一章。十一章第十五节
Verse 15，
这是彼得讲的话。
And these are the words of Peter.
彼得在那些耶路撒冷那一些犹太的信徒中给他们解释，他们觉得外邦人怎么也可以得救啊？外邦人也可以得救恩呢、啊？他们也没有受隔离，怎么可以呀、啊？彼得在这里就解释给他们听。
Peter here was explaining to the Jews in Jerusalem because they wondered how could the Gentile be saved? They were never circumcised. And here is Peter's explanation.
第十五节
Verse 15.
彼得说我一开讲圣灵被降在他们的身上，真像当初降在我们身上一样，这是五旬节的时候一样。
And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning, just as what happened at Pentecost.
不过弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这里好像彼得还没讲话，是不是的？他一开讲，他们就得救了，你看见吗？他还没讲神的道、神的话，还没讲福音，他们就得救了，怎么可能呢？
But beloved, you see it here, it's at the very beginning of Peter's speech, as though Peter hadn't got any chance to speak, and they were saved, and the Holy Spirit came upon them.
不是的，你要看第十章的，十章等于十一章，等于是重复的那个第十章。彼得讲了很多很多，把福音从头到尾的讲了非常的全备，所以他们还没讲完，我们看见他们蒙了拯救。这些外邦人，他们本来就敬畏神的，哥尼流一家的人，对不对？
But you have to refer to Acts because Acts 10, in which Peter had fully explained the salvation to the household of Cornelius, and because we know this Gentile was the one who feared God.
第十六节。
So verse 16.
我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗，圣灵的洗就重生的洗，就重生的洗。
Then I remember the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, that is the baptism of rebirth.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
神既然给他们恩赐，像我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样，我们是谁能拦阻神的？这个拦阻就是同他施洗了，就同他们施洗了，因为他们得救，信而受洗。
If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I would withstand God, which means I would withstand giving them a baptism because they have believed in the Lord, being born again.
18节,
Verse 18.
众人听见这话就不言语了，只归荣耀于神，说这样看来神也施恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改的生明了。弟兄姊妹，特别注意那个悔改，他们悔改的生明了，悔改的生明了。你不悔改，永远得不着这个生命，永远不会重生的。
Verse 18, when they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life. Brothers and sisters, pay much attention to the word repentance. Repentance first, then to life. If you do not repent, there will be no life. Please bow your head. Let's have a word of prayer.
父神，听着讲的一起举目等候仰望你。
Father God, the hearing and the listening all lift up their eyes unto you.
求你将那智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
May you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
你自己的圣灵来解开你自己的话。
Your own Holy Spirit unfold your own words.
主啊，感谢主，今天我们一起聚集在你宝座的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that today we're gathered before your throne.
我们一起来感谢，一起来赞美你。
Together we give thanks to you and we praise you.
我们以感谢和赞美为祭，我们一起来献给我们的父，献给被杀的羔羊。
So we will offer to God the Father and the Lamb who was slain with this very sacrifice of worship, thanksgiving and praises.
主啊，我们感谢主，我们知道我们的感谢。我们的赞美，主，你何等的得到荣耀。
Lord, we thank you because we know how you will be glorified through our thanksgiving and praises.
我们的赞美也成为你的宝座。
And our praises become your throne.
主，我们应当来赞美你，我们应当欢喜快乐，应当歌唱，应当欢呼。
Lord, we should come to praise you. We should rejoice. We should shout out. Shout out for joy. We come to praise you.
我们今天成了何等的人，都是你的恩造成的。
What people have we become today? And this is all brought out by your salvation, by your work.
我们今天能够与你一起相交，与众弟兄姊妹在这里一起有交通。
Today we can fellowship with you and also fellowship with all the brothers and sisters here.
都是你给了我们这个永远的生命。
And this is all because of the everlasting life you have granted us.
叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that we shall not perish but have eternal life.
主，我们感谢，我们称颂你。
Lord, we just worship you and sing your praises.
这个日子我们应当欢喜，应当快乐，这是主的日子。
This is the day we should rejoice and be glad in it, for it is the day of the Lord.
主，因为你已经从死里复活。
For you have risen from the dead.
你已经升了高天，在至大者的右边。
You have ascended on high.By the side of the Most High,
你用你的全能托住了万有。
You have upheld the whole world by the word of your power.
你洗净了我们的罪。
You have purged our sins.
我们感谢你，敬拜你，赞美你。
We simply thank you, praise you, and worship you.
余下的时间，我们等候在你的跟前。
We simply wait at your feet in the remainder of time.
你知道我们心里面的干渴，我们渴向你。
You know how we long for you in our hearts, our thirst.
我们渴向你的话。
We thirst for your word.
我们渴向你的同在。
We thirst for your presence.
我们渴想见到你的荣耀。
And we thirst for your glory.
愿你因着主的名，你来成就我们。
May you may this happen fulfill in us according to your glorious name.
主，你的灵在哪里，哪里得以自由。
For Lord, where your spirit is, there is liberty.
主啊，求你释放我们。
Oh Lord, set us free.
听的、讲的都需要你的释放。
We need to be freed, be it the hearing and the speaking.
我们更需要你的宝血的洁净。
Even more, we need to be cleansed by your precious blood.
叫我们能够手洁心清的站在你的跟前服侍你。
So that we can minister to you in your presence with a pure heart and clean hands.
我们也需要你的圣灵的膏油涂抹。
We also need the anointing of your Holy Spirit.
只有你的话，没有一句不带做能力。
Because every word of yours is with power.
你的话何等的真容，何等的可畏。
How awesome, how glorified your words are.
你的话能够像大锤一样的把磐石能够砸碎。
Your word is just like the slammer which will break into pieces of the great rock.
你的话就像火一样能够焚烧我们的心灵。
And your word is just like the fire that can set our hearts ablaze.
主啊，你的话像明灯能够照亮一切的黑暗。
Lord, your word is just like the shining lamp. It will bring forth light in all the darkness.
你的话也像两刃的利剑，能够刺得透，深入我们的心灵。
And your word is also like the sharp two-edged sword, piercing even into the very heart of ours.
恩待你的仆人和使女。
Oh, be gracious to your servant and maidservant.
给我们一个刚强的灵。
Give us this strong spirit.
主啊，你的大能能够吞灭我们一切的软弱。
So your mighty power can devour all our weaknesses.
主，我们一起来等候，一起仰望，等候你的话。
Oh Lord, together we come to wait for you. We wait on your words.
我们等候你。
We wait for you, Lord.
向我们施恩，用你的怜光照我们。
Command your grace toward us and enlighten your countenance to us.
也求你怜悯我们。
And have mercy on us.
与我们同在。
Be with us all.
祷告祈求耶稣基督的名。
We ask and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天还是同弟兄姊妹交通明亮的晨星。
Today we will continue our fellowship on the bright morning star.
这是第六讲。
And this is my sixth sharing.
这个明亮的晨星，我们都知道，这就是主耶稣基督。
And this bright morning star, we all know, is the Lord Jesus Christ.
最黑暗的时候，他就要显现。
In the very darkest time, he will appear.
我想我们在这个时代就是最黑暗的时代。
And the age we are in is the darkest time.
我相信明亮的晨星就要出现了。
So I believe the bright morning star will appear soon.
明亮的晨星一出现，国度也就彰显出来。
And the moment the bright morning star appears, the manifestation of the kingdom will be here.
弥赛亚的国，主耶稣基督的那个国，就要在地上能够实现。
The kingdom of the Messiah, of our Lord Jesus Christ, will appear on earth.
我们看见乐园要临到这个地上。
And then we see the paradise will descend upon earth.
万有都要复兴。
All things will be revived.
我想万有都在那等候这一天，神的教会、神的儿女、连犹太人都在那等候 这一天明亮澄清的出现。
And I believe that all the children of God, the church and the Jews are waiting for the appearing of the bright morning star.
但是
，But
明亮澄清出现国度实现的一天，必定有一个审判。
Before the appearing of the bright morning star and ushering the kingdom, there must be this judgment.
我已经讲了很多，我不再重复了。
And I have said so much on judgments, I will not repeat them anymore.
我想审判就是六种，就是不同的世界，一共有六种的审判。
There are six types of judgments at six different segments of time.
三种是对着不信的，不信的人。
Three judgments are for the non-believers.
因着时间的不同有三种。
And because of the variance of the time, there are three types of judgment.
一是现在的。
One is the judgment for the present time.
一种是主来的时候，羔羊愤怒的时候，恶贯满盈的时候，那个大的灾难。
The second is the great tribulation when the Lord Jesus returns, when the measure of the fierce of the Lamb is complete.
彼得后书第三章，彼得讲的主的日子来到，主的日子就是审判的日子。
As in 2 Peter chapter 3, the day of the Lord, that's his judgment day.
然后还有第三种的审判。
And the third judgment.
那就一千年以后。
That is after 1,000 years.
那个审判是最可怕的审判。
And that judgment is the most dreadful one.
我们也看到万有天地都要被火焚烧，都要融化。
On the one hand, we see that all the universe, all things will be burned up by fire.
所有有形质的都要融化。
All the elements will be so dissolved.
然后我们看见新天新地。
And then we see the new heaven and new earth.
在这以前还有个八十大宝座。
And before the new heaven and new earth, there is this great throne of judgment.
把所有那些不信的还在阴间里的都要交出来。
Great white throne of judgment, all the dead in Hades and in the sea will be delivered up.
他们要受到审判，永远的审判，那就是丢在硫磺火湖里面。
They will be judged with this eternal judgment, that is, they will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
凡是名没有落在生命册上的，都要丢下去。
Anyone whose name is not recorded in this book of Lamb will be thrown into it.
这是最后的一个审判。
And this is the last judgment.
然后我们看见有新天。
And then we see the new heaven and new earth.
这是三种的审判，对着不信的，对着这个世界。
So these three different judgments are given toward the world, toward those who do not believe.
然后还有三种是对着教会的，对着神的儿女来讲的。
And the other three judgments are toward the church, children of God.
也是三种。
Again, three of them.
一种是现在的。
First is the present judgment.
当然现在也包含着主来的时候的。
Of course, this also includes the judgment when the Lord returns.
都是在今世的。
It's in this present age.
箴言第十一章第三十一节。
Proverbs 11:31.
那里说，一人在世尚且受报，何况罪人和恶人呢？
If the righteous are recompensed in the world, how much more the sinners and the ungodly?
前面还有一个看哪、啊，看哪、啊。
Behold.
所以要叫我们特别注意，义人，我们只是因信称义的，在今世，就是在今天要受到报应的。
And there is a behold before this verse. God is saying He wants us to see that all of us who are justified by faith will be judged today.
今天的报应就是在今世。
So today's recompense is for this present age.
当然，在今天我们就看见这个审判。
Of course, we will see this judgment now.
保罗讲得很清楚，不义的人要受不义的报应。
Paul says it so clearly that unrighteous will receive the retribution of unrighteousness.
神不偏待人。
God is not partial.
他对着不信的人在今世有一些报应，今天对着信主的。也有报应。
God executes His retribution to those unbelievers today in the world. Likewise, He also recompenses us today.
所以保罗在以弗所第五章第五节，他讲得很清楚。
So Paul says this very explicitly in Ephesians 5:5.
凡行淫乱的、污秽的、贪心的，就像拜偶像的一样，不能承受神基督和神的国。
He says the fornicator, the unclean, the covetous, who is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of God and Christ.
不要受人的欺哄。
Do not be deceived.
神要报应那些悖逆之子。
The wrath of God will come upon those sons of our disobedience. God will recompense.
神的怒气要临到悖逆之子，并且虽然你是神的儿子，但是你在这个光景的里面，神也要审判你。
The wrath of God will come upon his children, even though you are sons of God. But if you are in this kind of condition, God will execute his judgment on you.
但是这个审判性质不一样，我已经讲过了。
But this judgment is different in its essence, which I have already mentioned.
我记得在诗篇第九十四篇有一句话。
I recall in Psalm 94, there is this verse.
他怎么讲的？
How did he say?
耶和华你所管教的或者是说整治的或者是说 审判的人
The Lord, those whom you chasten, you correct, you judge.
和用你的律法教训的人是有福的
And those whom you teach out of the law, these people are blessed.
所以你看见吗？这些人虽然受到管教、受到整治、受到审判，但是他们是有福的。
So you see that all these people, even though they are corrected, they are chastened, they are judged, but they are blessed ones.
为什么
？Why？
接下来他说：“耶和华永不离弃他的百姓。”
Because the psalmist continues to say that the Lord will never cast off His people.
耶和华永远也不会离弃他的产业。
He will never abandon his inheritance.
审判要转向公义。
And the judgment will return toward righteousness.
凡是正直的人。
He who is upright in heart.
他们也多顺从。
Will follow.
感谢主，我们都是心里正直的人，在基督里我们都是义人，都是正直的人。
We thank the Lord that we are all those who are upright in heart, because in Christ, we are considered righteous.
神永远也不会离弃我们。
So God will never forsake us.
他多少时候是做一些审判，是做一个管教，让我们那个转向公义。
Many times through chastening, through judgment, He wants to turn us toward righteousness.
所以这是我们是有福的。
So blessed are we.
当然讲到管教不光是针对着我们犯罪。
Of course, when you speak of the Lord chastening, it's not directed toward only our offenses.
这个范围很大的管教。
The sphere of this chastening is pretty broad.
我们都知道包含着来训练我们，来训练我们，来操练我们。
Of course, it contains
来试炼我们。
The Lord is trying us, is training us, and also is instructing us.
来修理我们，让我们结果子更多。
That contains pruning us, so we
can bear
more fruit.
我们改变我们，
to mold us,
让我们长大，让我们那个成熟都包含在里头。
This chastening also includes to mold us so that we could mature.
为着今世的，也为着来世的。
And this chastening is for the present age and also for the age to come.
是为着现在的，也是为着将来的。
It's for the present time and also for the future.
所以就管教这个范围是很大的。
So the sphere of the Lord chastening is really wide.
不要一听这个管教，那就是因着我犯了罪，神在那里管教我，叫我受苦，不是的。
So we should not.
不一定。
We should not think that oh, the Lord is chastening me because I've sinned. He's correcting me, not necessarily so.
我想我所讲的上一次上个月你们还记得，我是讲到我们的罪犯罪，神要管教我们。
Now, in my last sharing, do you remember that I spoke of this chastening because we have sinned?
你们应该还记得我是讲的哥林多前书第十一章。
You should still remember I refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
人吃喝。若是不分辨身体
If a man eats in the bread and drinks the cup and does not discern the body
这个 body 就是教会奥秘的身体
This body is the church the body in a mystery
这是合一的一个身体
This is the body in union
就是吃喝了自己的罪所以你们中间有很多软弱的患病的死的也不少
If you do so, not discerning this is the body, then you eat and drink judgment to yourself. So many of you are sick and weak and even sleep.
神很看重，很认真地对待这个罪。
God seriously deal with this sin.
为什么？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神花了多大的代价。
Brothers and sisters, do you know how much, how great this cost the Lord has paid?
把他的独生儿子都献上了。
Even to the point that he offered his only begotten son.
让他的独生儿子经历第一个经历地狱的苦啊。
So, and he, our God let his first begotten son, to be the very first one to go through the suffering of the hell.
叫他的爱子为我们尝了这个死味，他为人人尝了死味。
So his beloved tasted the death for everyone.
这个死不但是肉身的死，乃是他那个永远与神分开，那个地狱的那个苦，让他那个经历。
This death is not only the physical suffering, but also the Lord Jesus Christ experienced the death of separation from the Father, the very pain of the hell.
我想还没有人经历过地狱，连撒旦都没有丢在地狱里，他的儿子先经历了那个地狱的苦。
I don't believe anyone has gone into the hell, not even Satan, because he hasn't been thrown into it yet, but the Son of God had already experienced it.
他为了让我们与神那个和好。
Simply because we could be reconciled to God.
让我们那个与所有的人那个和好。
So that we could be reconciled to all men.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道最痛苦的就是我们与神分开。
Beloved, we know the most painful thing is the separation between us and God.
因着我们的罪，叫我们与神分开。
And this is because of our sin that has separated us from God.
因着罪，叫我们与人与人之间有了间隔。
And also because of the very sin that separates us from man.
弟兄姊妹，这是给我们带来多少的痛苦，人类带来多大的痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, how much anguish they has brought to human beings.
不但叫我们受了痛苦，神也受了痛苦。
Not only do we suffer, but also our God suffers.
正像那一个浪子一样的，父亲失去了他的浪子，浪子在受苦，父亲也在那里受苦。
Just as a loving father who has lost his prodigal son, so the prodigal son is suffering at the same time the father is suffering.
所以神要用他最大的一个代价恢复这个和好。
So with this greatest price, God is willing to pay so that the reconciliation would be brought.
所以哥林多后书那里有句话说。
Second Corinthians, we read here.
他在基督里面叫我们与神和好。
In Christ, he has reconciled to him.
没有把过犯归在我们的身上。
Not imputing our trespasses to us.
他是无罪的，成为罪，好叫我们在他的里面成为神的义，叫我们能够与神和好，叫我们人与人之间也能够和好。
The Lord knew no sin, but God made sin for us so that we could be reconciled to God himself, but also among ourselves.
我想今天神何等的看惜、珍惜、宝贵这一个交通，这个交通。
I believe today how our God cherishes, values, relishes this very fellowship.
他不允许任何的人来破坏、伤害这个交通。
He will not allow anyone to destroy, to scuttle this kind of fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这个交通就是我们因着得到永生以后得到的。
And beloved, we know that this kind of fellowship is only for us to gain after we have received eternal life.
我们看见约翰一书一开始他就讲到，我把永生给你们，叫你们与神和好，叫我们能够与神和他的儿子耶稣基督能够有交通，叫你们和我们有交通，能够叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
In 1 John we read that God has first given us this eternal life, so we could have fellowship with God and His Son, but also fellowship among brethren.
亲爱的弟兄，若是没有这个交通，
Beloved, if we do not have this fellowship,
神的心不能得到满足,
then God's heart will never be satisfied.
我们里面痛苦,
and we will be in much pain in our hearts.
今天你光是你看看人与人之间的关系你就看到。
Just take a look at the relationship among men.
一个不信主的人，他人与人之间没有真正的 fellowship, 就 social.
Among non-believers, there is no fellowship. All they have is socialization.
我想米迦书第七章那里有一段话。
Micah 7 has this verse.
米迦怎么讲？
What does Micah say?
他说，你们不要信靠你们的邻居。
He says, do you not trust in your friends, your neighbors.
你们也不要依靠你们的密友。
Nor do you put confidence in your companions.
连你们怀中的妻。
Even the wife in your, upon your bosom,
也不要相信。
Don't believe her.
你要守住你的口。
Guard the doors of your mouth.
为什么？
Why?
你们的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
Because your enemies are the man of your own
household. 你们就看见父儿子怎么同父亲，女儿怎么同母亲，媳妇这样同婆婆，他们在哪里彼此为敌。
You will see the rivalry between the son and the father, the daughter and her mother, and the son-in-law and her mother-in-law.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天人际的关系。
Brother and sister, this is today's interpersonal relationship.
父母的关系是最亲热的关系。
The parents' relationship should be the most intimate one.
夫妻的关系是最亲密的关系。
And the marital relationship should be the most intimate. But take a look at today's world.
哪一种关系是何等的脆弱?
All these relationships become so frail.
一碰就碎掉。
The minute you touch upon it, it breaks.
我们在大陆我们经历过，你不可以相信任何的人，你最亲密的人你都不能相信他，在一个运动来的时候。
In mainland China, we've all gone through this. And when there is certain political movement, even your most intimate people with you, you cannot trust.
所以你看见人离开了神，同神没有这个正常的关系，人与人之间因着罪也没有这个正常的关系，是何等的痛苦。
So you see all the suffering between among men because of sin, because man has left God.
我还听过有一个 counselor, 他是专门counselor 这个婚姻这个夫妻之间的关系，不是基督徒。
I heard of this one counselor, a marital counselor, and who is not a believer.
他知道今天夫妻的关系。
This person knows about the marital relationship today.
是个大问题。
It's a big problem.
很多的家庭都有这个问题。
So many problems have marital issues.
他说我一个建议。
So, this person says, I have one suggestion.
他怎么讲？
What did this one say?
他说你们做丈夫的和妻子，我建议你们每一天大家都 hug 一下。
I would like to offer this advice to you, husbands and wives. That you should hug each other once a day.
每一天。
Every day.
特别是丈夫。
Especially husbands.
这个 hug 表明什么呢？
What does this hugging mean?
表明我爱你。
It means I love you.
表明我需要你。
It means I need you.
表明我很 proud of you, 很为你骄傲。
It means I'm proud of you.
我非常感激你。
And I really appreciate you.
我愿意 take care, 我愿意 care 你。
And I'm willing to take care of you.
你每天大家 hug.
Every day, husband and wife should hug each other.
你们回去试试看灵不灵。
Give it a try when you go home, see if it works.
我想没有什么用的。
I don't believe it works.
问题今天你是里面是不是有这个永生，这是最要紧的。
The core of the problem is whether you have this eternal life within you. That's the most important thing.
这个关系是一个真正的那个关系，一个 fellowship 的关系。
Because this relationship is the true one, the relationship of fellowship.
你看我同姊妹60年了结婚。
See, I and my wife, we have been married for 60 years.
在这种情况底下，我们还能够保持六十年，不是每一天喝口，我从来不喝口它。
Throughout all these years that you know, we have this intimate relationship, but I never hug her. No, it's not never.
很少很少,
seldom.
几十年以前,
maybe decades ago. But consider our relationship here.
不但有夫妻的关系,
not only do we have the marital relationship, 我们里面有生命的关系, but also we have this relationship.
我们在爱的里面有 fellowship.
In love, we have this fellowship. In life, we have fellowship. In light, we have fellowship. So it's never dependable if you only have this marital relationship. So we thank God. He has given us this eternal life. So that our joy could be full. Beloved, why is it so many brothers and sisters do not have this joy, the full joy? It's because we do not have that intimate relationship with God. Nor is our relationship with the brothers and sisters so intimate. And I believe this is one of the reasons that our joy cannot be full.
所以神绝对不允许哥林多的教会把这个交通破坏了。
So God will never allow the Corinthian church to subvert this fellowship.
我们知道他们有分裂。
We know they do have this division.
他们中间有政经。
They have a faction competition.
他们中间有彼此的嫉恨。
They have
嫉妒。
Jealousy.
所有这些破坏了他们的教堂。
They have hatred. All this would subvert their
fellowship. 这一切也破坏了他们与神之间的教堂。
This would destroy their fellowship with God also.
什么时候我们弟兄姊妹的交通不畅通，一定的带来的与神的交通也中断了。
Whenever our fellowship with God is blocked, then our fellowship among us will also not be blocked.
神看哪一个交通这样的重要，这样的珍贵，神怎么允许把这个交通破坏的？
Now, since God sees that the fellowship is so precious and so important, how could God allow it to be destroyed? Therefore, God has to chase them. God has to judge them. So, many of you are weak and sick and even fall asleep. God simply wants us to deal with sin seriously today.
So, you can see,约翰一书第一章一开始后面就讲到我们怎么对付罪。
So in First John chapter 1 at the end it says how we should deal with sin.
约翰怎么讲的？
How did John say about this?
我们若说与神有交通，
If we say we have fellowship with God,
我们却在黑暗的里，
But we are in darkness.
你们就是谎的，真理不在你们的里面。
You're liars, the truth is not in you.
若是你们在光明中与神有交通，
If you're in the light and have fellowship with Him,
像神在光明里面一样,
just as God is in the light,
耶稣基督, 主耶稣基督的血就洗净你们一切的罪,
the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses all your sins.
你们中间若说我没有犯过罪, 那就说谎的, 真理不在你们。
If any among you says, I've never sinned, you're a liar, the truth is not in you.
我们若是认自己的罪, 神是公义的, 神是信实的, 他要洗净你们的罪, 他们要赦免你们的罪, 洗净你们一切, 一切的不义, 一切不义。
If we confess our sins, then God is faithful and righteous, He will cleanse all your sins and unrighteousness.
我们的神真是善，真是美。
Our God is truly good and truly beautiful.
他实在是不愿意再把我们中间的那个交通有间隔。
He doesn't want to see any gap between the in the fellowship between Him and us.
所以我们要恢复很容易，你只要认自己的罪，你弟兄姊妹之间彼此的罪的，你去认罪。对不对？神就赦免我们，我们这个交通就马上就恢复了。
To restore this fellowship is quite simple. If you sin, simply confess your sins to the Father. If you sin against your brothers and sisters, you go and apologize to them, and the fellowship is restored.
就是那么容易。
Simple as this.
我们又能够恢复那个交通。
Then we can restore this fellowship again.
感谢主。
We thank God.
好，我想余下来的时间，我要与同弟兄们交通。
Now, next, for the remaining of our fellowship time, I would like to focus on this.
就是主来的时候，
来
的审判。
The very judgment when the Lord returns.
对于说教会的审判，对弟兄姊妹的审判。
This is a judgment toward the church and
toward the brothers. 我想我以前也提过了，我想就不再提了。
Actually, I mentioned some of this before, which I will not repeat.
你去看启示录的第一章第三节，你就知道要他们悔改。
If you read Revelation 3, you will see that the verse says, "Repent."
对撒迪教会说，你不。悔改不警醒，我就领导你们像宰一样。什么时候领导你们一定不知道的。
If you do not repent, you do not watch. I will come as a thief in the hour that I will come upon you. You will never know.
就是在审判的时候，你们也要在这个审判的里面有份。
That is at the time of the Lord upon His return, you are also part of the judgment.
为什么这个审判叫你们能够成为圣洁，可以进到神的国
？Why is this a judgment? Because it could make you holy so you can enter into the kingdom of God.
对腓拉推推亚推拉教会所讲的也是同样的。
It's the same thing to the
推亚推拉教会。
Thyatira.
你们若不悔改，你们要经历大的患难，大的患难就大的灾难，最后三年半。
If you do not repent, you will go through this great tribulation. This is the 3.5 years of great tribulation.
我要叫众教会知道我是监察人心肺腑的神，我要照着你们的行为来报应你们个人，这是对着教会讲的。
So that all the church will know that I, the Lord, searches the mind and heart, and I will render to you according to what you do.
对着这个，对着腓拉提腓教会怎么讲？
And what does the Lord say to the Philadelphia church?
证受了我忍耐的道。
You have kept my word of perseverance.
我要救你脱离这个大的患难。
I will also keep you from the hour of trial.
看哪，我必快来。
Behold, I am coming quickly.
你要坚守你的冠冕，免得被人夺去。
Hold fast to your crown so that no one can take it.
你看，腓拉提腓教会他们已经准备好了。他们能够避开这个大的灾难，不是说被踢，乃是能够神带他们能够避开这个灾难。
You see, the church at Philadelphia is already prepared. Not to say that they will be delivered from this great tribulation, but they will be kept from this hour of trial.
我想今天我同你们重点要讲的，那就是拜子拜子的分开。
And today I would like to share with you on the separation. Between the tear and the wheat.
我们刚刚念了很多的经文。
Now we just read so many passages.
这个话都是对着教会讲的。
All these words are spoken to the church.
你又看到有许多的人。
You will see many, many people.
他们以为他们已经得救了。
They believe they have been saved.
他们以为他们已经信了。
They believed.
他们以为他们可以上天堂。
They believe they could go to heaven.
他们以为自己得救了。
They believe they are saved themselves.
但是很稀奇的。
But it is quite amazing.
主来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
我从来不认识你。
He says, I never know you.
很多的所谓的基督徒。
So many so-called professed Christians.
甚至于他们在教会里有侍奉。
Even those who served in the church.
甚至于他们参加诗班。
Even those who go to the choir,
他们参加各样的活动。
They have gone into all kinds of activities.
他们也信了，他们也受了浸了。
They believe they are baptized.
每个主日他们都会去教会。
And every Sunday they go to church.
但是那一天主说我不认识。
But on that day the Lord says, I do not know you.
很多人甚至于在教会里是做领袖的。
Some people even they are the leaders of the church.
他们做长老的，是做执事的，做牧师的。
They are elders, they are ministers, they are pastors.
他们是神学的博士，他们是圣经学院的教授。
Maybe they are PhDs in theology, they are professors in a seminary.
甚至于他们是个名的布道家。
Even though they might be a famous evangelist.
没有人不知道他的名的。
There is nobody who doesn't know this person's name.
但是那一天主对他说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些走的人，从哪里？来的我不认识。
Maybe on that day the Lord will say to them that you, the wicked one, I do not know you. I do not know where you come from.
弟兄姊妹，这些话是何等的出心境啊！要叫我们里面听见了要震撼的，不是听过就算了。
Brother and sister, these words should be mind-boggling, shocking to your core of your soul. It should not be the words you hear and that is simply passed by.
今天有多少的这个罗马的天主教徒，有多多少少那一天到主的面前说，主说我从来不认识你们的。
There will be many of the Roman Catholics on that very day when they come before the Lord would say, I never knew you.
甚至于他们是红衣主教。他们是牧师，他们是神父，甚至他们是教皇。
They could be the cardinal, the priest, even the pope.
主说我从来不认识你。
The Lord says, I never know you.
你们从哪里来的？
Where do you come from?
主怎么会不认识他的儿女？
How could the Lord not know his children?
约翰福音第十章，主耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人认识自己的羊，自己的羊也认识我，他们也跟从我。
John 10, the Lord said, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep. They follow me.
他是我们的好牧人，不认识他的羊吗？
If he is our good shepherd, how could he not know his sheep?
弟兄姊妹，这个认识，我刚刚讲了 genosko 在希腊文里面是什么意思？
Beloved, I just mentioned this know, the in Greek original genosko, what does it mean?
我想不是光是我知道你，你知道我。
It's not simply I know of you, you know me.
正像我知道这个奥巴马总统，这总统从来不知道我的。
It's just like I know this President Obama, but he never knows me.
这不是这个知道。
It's not this knowing.
这个认识里面有个生命的爱的非常密切的关系。
In this knowing, there is this intimate relationship of love.
正像马太福音第一章最后的两节圣经，就是我们的约翰，约瑟，他怎么天使对他说，你把你的这个玛利亚娶过来，这个你不要怕，把她娶过来。然后呢，这个约瑟就听了天使的话，就把玛利亚娶过来，但是没有同他同房。等到生了头一胎，就主耶稣降生以后，再同玛利亚有哪一个同房的关系，这个同房这个字就是认识这个字，你就看到这个关系，夫妻之间的关系何等的亲密的关系。
This knowing is just as what it says at the last two verses in Matthew chapter 1. It speaks about the event when the angel told Joseph to take Mary as his wife. And when Joseph took Mary as his wife, the verse says he never know him, and this knowing is this intimate intercourse relationship. It's only after Jesus was born that they have this true essence of the marital relationship.
这个认识也包含着蒙召拣选，蒙召和拣选的那个关系在里头。
It also refers to the relationship of being called and being chosen.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是被神拣选、被神呼召的。
Beloved, we're all called and chosen by God.
神在创世以前就拣选了我们。
He chose before the foundation of the world.
他拣选了我们，在时间里面就呼召我们。
Since He chose us, so in time He called us.
所以我们都是被神拣选、被神呼召的。
So we're all chosen and called by God.
启示录第十七章。第十四节哪里怎么讲的
？Revelation 17:14, what does it say?
羔羊必胜过他，胜过这个兽，因为羔羊是万王之王，万族之主，他必得胜。
The lamb will overcome this beast because he's the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
与他一起得胜的是谁呀、
啊、？Who are those who triumph together with him?
蒙召被拣选的有忠心的这一班人。
Those are the called, chosen, the faithful ones.
弟兄姊妹，我们应当都是蒙召被拣选。你若是真的基督徒，你都是蒙召被拣选的，与主都有那一个生命的关系，里面都有那一个灵在我们的里面。
Beloved, if you are the true Christians, you should be the called, the chosen, and within you there is the Spirit of God.
启示录第一章，保罗怎么讲的？他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是被神所爱的。”我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4, what does Paul say? Paul says that brethren, I know you're beloved by God, and I know His choice of you. So we are chosen by Him. And also we are called.
所以保罗写哥林多书第一章也好罗马书第一章他都是这样讲到写信给罗马就是在基督里成圣蒙召做圣徒的蒙召做圣徒的一个蒙召的一定是一个被拣选的一个拣选的到了世界一定会召你的不会的他召了你 不拣选你，很多人说有些人是神召的，但是他不在神拣选的范围内，所以他不能进神的国。哎呀，我不知道怎么解释的。
And also Paul in Romans chapter 1, he says that to you who are in Rome are called and chosen by God to be saints. So if God has called you, God has chosen you, He will call you. If you are chosen, you will be called. So I don't know how you explain this saying that some people say that you have been chosen, you have been called, you have been chosen, but you have not called, you could not enter into the kingdom of God. It simply baffles me.
因为我们刚刚念的路加福音13章最后不是有一句话说在前的要在后的在后的 要在前的嘛，若是这句话你去看马太福音20章那个小子说，招的多，选的少，的确有这么一句话，招的是多的，选的是少的。
In Luke 13 we just read, there will be people who are last and then become first, and when people who are first and become last, and then you refer this to Matthew 20. The verse, if you read the small print there, it does say that many are called, few are chosen.
弟兄姊妹，这里是指谁讲的？所以这帮犹太人，你知道吗？
But brother and sister, who is the object of this saying of this verse? It's toward the Jews.
你看，这犹太人从埃及召了出来，多少人呢？100多万人。 有多少人是被神选上的？只有余数啊，余数啊 ，remnant.
See, all the Israelites who are called and chosen by God, called out of Egypt, but only the remnant, the very few people, are actually chosen.
他们最后能够进到神的国的。
And in the end, they would enter into the kingdom of God.
少数中间的少数。
They are the few among the few.
但是不是对我们讲的。
But this verse is not directed toward us.
你招了。
If God has
神选了,
called you, if God has chosen you, God will call you.
神的选召, 恩召是永远不会的改变的。
Because His calling is irrevocable.
我们的地位永远不会改变的。
And our status will never be changed.
虽然我们的交通可能会因着我们的罪有间隔, 但是我们的地位永远不会改变。
But our position will never change, even though our fellowship because of a sin might be blocked or changed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么今天为的有这么许多的败子, 并且越来越多, 越到主来的以前, 教会里面的败子是越来越多。
Brothers and sisters, why is there today there are so many tares and it abounds more and more, it seems. And beloved, before the Lord returns, it's going to be like this.
我想了想有四个原因。
And to this question, I believe there are four reasons.
我以前也讲过。
And which I mentioned before. First, today's gospel sharing is not pure.
不是悔改赎罪的道。
It's not the word of repentance and forgiveness of sin.
路加福音24章最后主耶稣离开门徒说你们要奉我的名去传赦罪悔改的悔改赦罪的道从耶路撒冷一直到外邦给我做这个见证。
Luke 24, the Lord says that you should preach to the people the word of repentance and remission of sins, beginning at Jerusalem all the way into the Gentiles.
今天传的福音，那些有名望的传福音，听听是不是哪里传悔改赦罪的道，罪也没有讲清楚，悔改提都不提的。
Today, many of the renowned evangelists, when they share the gospel, they do not talk about this repentance, not even mentioning about the sin.
今天传福音不是奉主的名，主耶稣说你们要奉我的名传悔改赦罪的道。今天人都是传那些有名望的人名，奉某某的人名，把人的名高举起来了。哎呀，你去看报纸登的，哎呀，他过去怎么样怎么样怎么样，主的名看不见，只有他的名。 不是奉主的名，是奉人的名，传不是悔改赦罪的道。
When we preach the gospel, we should preach the repentance and the forgiveness of sins in the Lord's name. But today, when you look at all these famous renowned evangelists, when they preach the gospel, they simply exalt themselves.
他们怎么会有名的？就是他们不传悔改赦罪的道，所以他们有名的，你知道吗？
How could they become famous? It's just because they do not preach this repentance of, and the forgiveness of sins.
今天你传悔改赦罪的道，你的就不会有名。告诉你
，Today if you dare to preach the God,the word of repentance and forgiveness of sins, you will not become famous.
今天圣灵来是叫人为罪、为义、为审判，自己这辈子圣灵来做什么？叫我们为着自己的罪，为着神的公义，为着将来的审判来责备我们自己的。
Because the Holy Spirit has come to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And the Holy Spirit will convict us of this so that we will rebuke ourselves.
今天耶稣不讲罪，不讲公义，不讲审判，圣灵怎么来感动你？
Today, if you do not talk about righteousness, do not talk about judgment, how could the Holy Spirit ever touch your heart?
圣灵不会凭空的叫你为罪、为义、为审判自己这辈子。
The Holy Spirit can never convict you of sin, of judgment.
弟兄姊妹，创世纪第一。
By nothing.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis 1.
怎么讲的？
What does it say?
起初神创造了天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth became void and without form, and the darkness is upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God hovers upon the face of the waters.
我们不知道，这里没有告诉我们这个灵在水面上运行了多少的时间。
We don't know. The verse doesn't tell us how much time the Holy Spirit has been hovering upon the face of the waters.
是一分钟
，one minute,
一个小时
，one hour,
一天
，one day,
一年
，one year,
十年
，ten years,
一百年
，100 years,
one billion year,
one billion years.
我们不知道
，we don't know.
但是我告诉你一件事
，but let me tell you one thing.
不会发生任何事情。
Nothing would happen.
你就是一个 billion year 也不会发生什么事。
Nothing would happen. Even a billion years has gone by.
底下一句什么话？
What does the next verse say?
什么话，弟兄姊妹？
What is it, brothers and sisters?
什么话？
What is it?
神说要有光，就有了光。
And God says, "Let there be light," and there is light.
假如神不说要有光
，If God did not say let there be light，
再运行多少年，光还是不错的。
No matter how many more years the spirit would be hovering， and then there would be no light。
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白了吗
？So beloved, do you understand?
圣灵来是叫人为罪、为义、为审判自己这辈子的。
The Holy Spirit has come to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment。
假如一个传福音的人。
If a person who preaches the gospel does not talk about
不讲将来的审判，不讲悔改，圣灵怎么工作？
Does not talk about judgment, righteousness, and repentance, and how would the Holy Spirit work?
只有一个讲员在那里砸重的、重的来讲罪、讲悔改、讲审判、讲神的公义。我们看见圣灵就在这里运行了。圣灵一运行，人就能够为罪、为义。这样一个得救是真的得救。
Only when this person emphasizes so much more time again.The righteousness, the sin, the repentance, the righteousness, the judgment, then the person who hears might have this genuine repentance.
今天讲道也是一样。
So likewise, it's the same thing with preaching.
今天我在这里讲，不管你讲的天花乱坠，讲的多好听，多悦耳，若不是神的话，这是很重要的，圣灵也不会工作。
Today, no matter how dazzling my sermon might be, how joyful it might be to your ears, but if the Holy Spirit does not work, you will not repent.
今天我讲的道，虽然你们很不喜欢听讲这些审判，我就是不要听这些审判。
Now, today, I've been talking about the judgment, which you might not like to hear.
你听得很讨厌。
And you feel this is so annoying.
你不喜欢听。
You don't want to hear it.
不要紧。
That's okay.
就我讲的是神的话。
As long as I speak the word of God.
圣灵要在你的里面运行。
The Holy Spirit will hover in your heart.
不是定你的罪，就是不叫你死，就是叫你活。
And either the Holy Spirit allows you to live or to die.
会得起一个作用的。
There will be some reaction.
所以我很有信心，我哪里讲得到，一般来讲，可能多数人不是那么喜欢听的话，但是不要紧，这是神的道，是神的圣言讲，圣灵就一工作，圣灵一工作，在你心里面一定有作用。
So I have this confidence. I go to different places to share the messages which people might not hear, but I know this is the holy oracle of God. And if I speak the word of God, the Holy Spirit will work in the audience.
就是你讲的非常的好听，悦耳，讲的哎呀，听话了就有好甜呐、啊，这个听的大家都很高兴。有什么用啊？圣灵不运行啊，圣灵不运，因为你不是神的道，神的道是同圣灵是分不开的。
The word of God can never be separated from the Holy Spirit. So no matter how wonderful your sermon might be, how wonderful your sermon might be, pleasing to your ears, but if it's not the word of God, it will never produce any effect.
今天对不起，我可能多个几分钟。
Yeah.
这个我今天这个最重要的我还没讲。
Excuse me for taking more time than assigned to me, but because I haven't even touched upon the most important thing yet.
今天传福音，传福音，今天传的福音是罪人知道他所需要的，你懂这意思吗？
Today when we,
今天传的福音是罪人知道他所需要的，我们传福音应该传罪人不知道他所需要的，而实实在在真是他所需要的。
Today we've been preaching the gospel, but often it's aboutthat which the sinners know that they need, but actually when we share the gospel, we should tell them about theThings that they do not know, the things they really need to know.
这是今天的大问题。
And this is today's greatest problem.
哎呀，信耶稣你有喜乐，信耶稣你有平安，信耶稣你能够成功，信耶稣你能够得着这个，得着那一个。
Now people say that if you believe in Jesus, you would have joy, peace, and success, and this and that.
今天人到教会来要得什么？就是要这个，这个 hearing， 要这个 blessing， 要祝福，要恩典，这都是罪人知道他所需要的，你知道吗
？Why do people today come to the church because they want healing, they want blessing? All these sinners know they need.
我前天看见一个 TV， 这个谁在那里讲？这个以前的 Robert Shuler， 现在他的儿子 Bob Shuler， 我们知道这个。Cathedral 这个 Crystal Cathedral 啊，漂亮的不得了啊！你看 TV 里面那个教堂啊，就像在天堂里面一样啊。
Now just a few days ago, I watched TV. It used to be Robert Shues preaching. Now his son Bob Shues was preaching in such a magnificent, gorgeous cathedral. It's just like in heaven.
我们知道他们所传的就是 prosperity gospel. 我们知道他们传的就是所谓的。这个 prosperity 今天非常流行，过去二三十年以前是在这个charismatic movement 这个灵恩教会里面，他们就传这个福音，现在这个福音已经普遍到所有的福音派都是在那里传这样的福音。
What they were talking about is simply prosperity the gospel of prosperity 20-30 years ago is a big thing among the charismatic movement, but today this kind of thing has so spread into even the evangelicals.
我总结他所有半个小时讲的道。
And let me sum up all the half an hour of sharing.
你们信耶稣
，believe in Jesus，
就能解决你所有 physical。Problem.
Will resolve all your physical problems.
能够解决你所有的 financial problem.
Will resolve all your financial problems.
还好他没有忘记第三个。
And it's a good thing he did not forget the third thing.
Your spirit problem.
And also resolve all your spiritual problems.
他还知道一点什么叫 spiritual problem.
Well, it seems he did know a little bit about what the spiritual problems are.
放在第三个。
But he listed it on the third.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天的福音，对不对
？Beloved, this is today's gospel.
哪里有讲到悔改？哪里讲到罪的
？Where is this repentance of sin?
悔改是什么叫悔改
？What is repentance?
哎呀，很多人说信，你叫信就可以了。
A lot of people
假如你能承认自己是罪，那是那就是没有问题了，你一定得救，可以受尽了。
If you confess that you're a sinner, then that's no problem now.
这是我们在福音营里面，我们有很多，大概有40位慕道友去，大概有16位就治了。他们都说，有些人说了，他们做见证的时候从来没有提罪，他说只有一个他提了，他说我是罪人，我以前不知道，我在这个教会两年，我从来不知道我是个罪人，哎呀，现在我开始知道我是罪人，他就得救了吗？可以受浸了吗？我说不可以，哎，等一等，我再跟他交通一下。
Now, just the past gospel camp, we have about 40 gospel friends who attended the meeting. 15 of them have made up their mind to confess that they believe in the Lord Jesus. But when they gave the testimony, only one person talked about that he was a sinner, you know, and saying that he didn't know he was a sinner during the past 2 years when he went to the church. And the people say, could we baptize him now? And I say, hold it. And talk to him first.
这位朋友，我同他一谈，我说你还是慢一慢，你还没有真正 ready 受浸呢，你还没有真正认识这位主呢。
And this friend said that even 2 years ago he wanted to be baptized, but after I talked with him, I told him to hold off because I do not believe he has truly believed in the Lord.
这次我也要同他再谈。
Now.This time, I have to talk to him again.
结果我们的那个姊妹她就不高兴了。
So, a sister of our church was very unhappy.
她说你为什么人家都承认自己是罪人了，你还不给她受浸吗？
She said that, why do you do this? Because that person has already admitted that he's a sinner. Why don't you baptize him?
我说你去看马太福音第27章。
I told her to read Matthew 27.
那个犹大。
The account of Judas.
你记得犹大吗？卖主耶稣的那个假的门徒，这个同西门一样的是假的，是拜子，对不对
？Do you recall Judas, the one who betrayed Jesus? He is just like Simon of Tyre.
这个三年半，你不知道他是卖主耶稣，是个拜子，到最后他显露出来了。
Throughout the 3.5 years, you would never know he is a tear. He would betray the Lord.
连十一个门徒都分辨不出他是假的。
Even among the 11 disciples, they did not tell he was a
counterfeit. 有时候假的，真的，有时候我们要去分辨。就主到了那一天会的分辨。
Yes, indeed, we don't have to distinguish the true and the fake ones. The Lord, when He comes, will do so.
当他看见主耶稣被定了罪
，When Judas saw that the Lord Jesus was condemned,
他后悔了。
He regretted it.
他就拿了30块钱到大祭司和长老的面前丢给他们。
He took the 30 pieces of silver. He went to the chief priests and the elders and threw this money to them.
他说我买了这个无辜人的血，流了这无辜人的血，我有罪了。
I have shed the innocent blood. I have sinned.
我把这个30块钱还给你们。
I want to give back the 30 pieces of silver.
祭司长这么对他讲。
What did the chief priest say?
这与我们无关，你自己去承担嘛。
This has nothing to do with us. You bear your sin.
犹大承认自己有罪，他好像也后悔了，他有没有得救了？
Now Judas seemed to admit that he was a sinner and he repented. Was he saved?
他是一个灭亡之子。
He was the son of perdition.
他同西门一样的。
Like Simon.
将来有一天他要到地狱里去的。
One day he will go to the hell.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，什么叫悔改？
Beloved, what is called repentance?
太重要，太重要了。
It's so crucial, so important.
可惜今天没有时间了。
But it's a pity that we run out of time today.
我想我这个题目下次来我还要讲。
I think I will come to share on the
thing next time.
At this end time, we preachers have to talk about this theme, repentance, time and again.
太多太多了。
Because today there are so many tears.
不但是福音传得不纯正是一个原因。
Not only the first reason is that the gospel is not preached soundly. but also impurity of the church. And the secularization of the church, which brings in so many tears.
到很多的教会, 你去看, 像俱乐部一样, 像社交团体一样的, 来, 这是来社交的, 我还问一个弟兄, 他以前在我们教会, 后来他离开, 我问他, 你为什么到那个教会, 有什么好, 你给我讲讲。 他说他们有篮球队, 那个打着篮球啊。
Now, today's churches have become like clubs, social organizations. There is one person who left our church, and he went to another one. So I asked him, tell me, exactly why did you leave us? And this person said, well, because they have a basketball team.
弟兄姊妹到教会是去娱乐的。
Brother and sister is going to churches for entertainment. To a mute as though it's going to
the
hall. To dance, to sing. And this is how all the tears appear in the church.
我们这种教会,拜子很少,不是说没有,
I would like to say that a church like us, not to say that there are no tears, but few.
这样教会拜子一定非常多的。
And there will be many, many tears in the kind of church
talk about. 我给你这个给你那个像过去天主教一样你叫你进我的教我就给你这个给你那造成了很多的败子在教会里面教会不做这些事
Many of today's churches have been turned into charity organizations. They do good deeds. They will teach English. They will work out the immigration issues with you, just like many Catholic churches did before. No, today's church should not do things like this.
我不是说基督徒不要做善事，我们应当做。在保罗一再的劝勉，我们要行善。
I'm not saying that Christians should not do good, and Paul time again admonishes us to do good.
教会不行善。
But the church does not do good.
教会的善就是传福音救灵魂。
The good of the church is simply to preach the gospel to save souls.
非常的纯正的。
Pure sound doctrine.
不再加上任何的东西。
Nothing else to be added to it.
当彼得约翰见美门的时候对那一个生来瘸腿的怎么讲金银我都没有我奉主耶稣基督的名叫你起来我没有金没有银你来不要得金不要用这个东西来诱惑你
When Peter and John went to the gate of beauty, and there he healed a lame man, and Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk.
主耶稣对门徒说,你们去传天国的福音,叫他们悔改,不要带钱囊,不要带口袋,口袋里是当食物的,钱袋里面是酱钱,不要带这些,不要带这些,你们去不是做行善的,你去传福音,叫他们悔改的,天国尽了。When
the Lord Jesus told his disciples to preach the gospel, he advised them not to take money box or a knack, because the money is to be put into the money box and the knack is to... It's for food to be stored there. And the Lord Jesus said, no, you don't do this thing. You don't do not do charitable deeds. You just go and preach the gospel. Tell them to repent because the kingdom of God is at hand.
这样的教会造成一个反效果，就很多很多的败子在教会里面。
And a church like this simply produces so much adverse effect, and it causes so many tears growing in the church.
还有个原因就是神的话太稀少，真的真理的道太少太少，这个教会造成了很多的败子，没有神的话，圣灵怎么能够做工？And
another reason is that the Lord's word is rare, it's so few. Without this word of the truth, how could the Holy Spirit work?
教会非常的单纯。
The church should be so
pure,
just as the church in the Acts.
对外就是传福音救灵魂。
It simply preached the gospel toward those who are outside to save souls.
灵魂是最宝贝的。
Because soul is the most precious one. Nothing is more precious than this.
不是给他吃给他喝。
It's not simply give the soul to eat or drink.
耶稣早知道，你去看约翰福音第六章那一版跟随主的人，主说你们跟随我做什么？吃饼得饱吗？不要为必喜欢的食物劳力，要为人子所赐给你们的食物是什么？我要把肉给你们吃，要把 血给你们喝，这什么意思啊？我要把我的生命给你啊，我的生命在你的里面要掌权，要做主的，让你来顺服我，听从我，遵守我命令的才是真的门徒啊。
The Lord Jesus knew this all, so he told all those who sought him and telling them that you seek me not for the signs because you ate the food and you were filled. But then he told them not to labor for the food that will perish, but the food that will endure forever. That very thing the Lord Jesus Christ would give them, his blood and his body, that they would have eternal life and simply feed on him.
生命要在你里面做主，你不再做主了。我简单说，这叫悔改。从今以后，我不是主了，把你高高的抬高。
They will receive this eternal life, receive the authority of the Lord. Today, we are no longer our masters, but we exalt the Lord high. He is our Lord.
他是主。
He is our Lord.
所以我刚刚讲的，我对那一个朋友，这个给他谈话的时候，我说你从今以后。你信主了，对不对？你礼拜天愿不愿意来聚会？因为他从来不礼拜天不来聚会，礼拜五每个礼拜五都来。我说你愿不愿意牺牲你礼拜天来敬拜这位主？你愿意不愿意？他马上就不接受下话了。
And this is what I said to the gospel friend with whom I had a conversation with. I said, now you believe in the Lord, are you willing to come to Sundays every time, since he always came to the Friday's meetings, but never on Sundays. Now, if he believes in the Lord, he has to pay a price. He has to come on Sundays. And he said nothing about it.
约翰福音第六章，那些人都离开了，都离开了。他们听不懂，哪会听不懂啊？他们装作不懂啊。我还要做主啊。那一个少年人也是一样，他要永生，但是他不要那个永生的主。这是今天教会传的福音，叫你不过得到的那个白product 这个副产品，喜乐、平安、成功这些东西，祝福恩典，但是不是那个施恩的主，不是这位主，是叫主以外的东西啊。
Just like the young ruler, did he not understand what the Lord said? No. Yes, he did understand, but he did not want the Lord. So all the people come to the church just simply to receive all the blessing, honor, healing, all the good things, but not the Lord as their Lord. They want to be still their own masters.
难怪罗马书第三章说没有一个人求告主的，没有一个人去寻求主的。怎么会没有？就所有的宗教都是寻求这位神的，这位没有人呢、啊？他们寻找的是在神以外的、基督以外的东西啊，他们不要主，他还是要做主，就要主那些东西来给他们，他们就满足了，你知道吗？这就是今天所传的道，今天所讲的道。
Why is it Romans 3 says that there is none who seeks the Lord? How could it be so? There's so many people, they are seeking God. But what they seek is something apart from God himself. They want many other byproducts of the Lord, but not the Lord himself. And this is exactly the gospel we have been sharing.
今天罪人真正需要的是悔改，真正需要的是赦罪之恩，真正需要的是公义，真正需要的是圣洁，真正需要的是永生，真正需要的将来不下地狱能够得到永生，这是他们真正需要的。但是今天就是没有讲他们真正所需要的东西。
Today, what sinners really need is repentance and forgiveness of sins, the eternal life, the righteousness, the holiness. But these are the things not being spoken about among all the evangelical meetings. But these are truly the crucial ones, things that they have to know.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主啊，我们知道你看一日如同千年，千年如同一日。
Lord, we know that you see 1,000 years as a day as 1,000 years.
主啊，你不是单言，乃是宽容我们。
Lord, you are not slack concerning your promise, but is long suffering toward us.
你不愿意一个人承认，愿意人人都悔改。
Not willing that anyone should perish, but all come to repentance.
因为太多的今天所谓的基督徒走在大路上面进的大门。
There are so many Christians, they are walking in this broad way. They're going in by the broad, wide gate.
他们没有结果子，他们也没有遵守你的命令。
They have never produced fruits, never obeyed your commands.
主啊，你需要我们悔改。
Oh Lord, you need us to repent.
你还给我们这个机会，让我们过一个圣洁、敬虔的生活，迎接主的再来。
You still give this us the opportunity so we could lead this holy, righteous life to welcome your coming.
但愿是平安的主。
May the God of peace.
使我们全然成圣。
Sanctify us wholly by Himself.
使我们的灵魂、身体都得蒙保守。
Kept our spirit, soul, and body.
在主耶稣来的日子，我们可以无可指责。
So that in the day of the Lord's coming, we will be without reproach, above a poor, any fault.
主啊，照我们的是信实的，你必定要成就这事。
Oh Lord, you who has formed us is faithful. You will bring this to pass.
继续在我们身上做这个改变变化的工作。
Oh, continue to work in this transformation work.
让我们在审判的路上能够遇见你。
So that we will meet you in the way of judgment.
主，我们羡慕你的名，羡慕你那可纪念的名。
Oh Lord, we long for your name, the name of worthy of remembrance.
主啊，但愿我们中间没有一个失败者。
Oh Lord, if only none of us here is a tear.
到了那一天，一人要在你的国里面像太阳的，像太阳一样的发出光来。
Because on that day, that the righteous will shine forth as the sun.
怜悯我们，施恩给我们，保守我们。
Have mercy and grace on us, and also keep us.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.很抱歉，今天都过了很多的时间，不过好像告一个段落了。
Now I apologize.